When was the last time you were on Facebook? How about Instagram? You might be on one of those social media sites right now. Social media allows people from across the world to see what their friends are doing. It also lets people get a close look at celebrities' lives. It's fun and it's well social, but for many people, it is also a major source of news.
New polling conducted for BuzzFeed shows a whopping 92% of those who say they'll definitely vote in 2016 have at least one social media account, and 40% say they share political news and information on a daily or weekly basis. That is critical for campaigns.
It's amazing that so many people get news from social media. The Pew Research Center found that people 50 and older getting news from social media rose from 45% to 55% in 2 years. The center also found that nearly 80% of people under 50 get news from social media. In many ways, this trend creates new opportunities.
The best reporter is not necessarily the professional one, but is the one who happens to be at the right time, at the right place, when something important is happening. So instead of having to rely on a fixed widget network of 3,000 reporters, we can now tap into a network of millions of people like you and me, sharing instantly on social networks what's happening. And this is not only great because we can reach to remote places that you couldn't reach before, but it's also great because we can have a different perspective on events.
We now get more perspectives more quickly. There are some problems with getting news on social media, notably fake news. A study conducted at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology discovered that fake news stories are 70% more likely to spread on Twitter than factual stories. Social media means more people getting more fake news, so is anything being done about it? The answer is yes, and social media sites are getting better at preventing fake stories from being shared so quickly.
The continued controversy over fake news, misinformation, and hate speech on the internet is forcing social media companies like Twitter, Facebook, and Google to take steps to more closely evaluate and monitor the content on their sites. Twitter has long grappled with complaints that some users repeatedly post abusive and harassing messages. On Tuesday, the company announced that it would let users block tweets containing specific words from showing up in their notifications. It will also improve tools for reporting abusive and harmful tweets and train its support team to better recognize harassment. Facebook has also announced it will bar websites that post misleading or fabricated news articles from using its ad-selling tools. The move by the social networking site came in response to growing concerns over fake news stories.
Social media is here to stay, and it's likely that more and more people will get their news from social media as time goes on. If you come across a story that seems fake, don't hesitate, report it immediately. Utilize social media's good contributions and help fight the bad.